Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Pop Culture, the podcast that brings soft drinks to the top of the menu.
I'm Helen O'Hara, film journalist, author, and lifelong teetotaler.
And I'm Kat Brown, arts journalist, author of It's Not a Bloody Trend and 4 years sober.
And hello, we're back, and we just thought we'd, you know, pop in, catch people up on what's been happening.
Upset algorithms. Oh, sorry, disrupt. We're disruptors.
We're disruptors. I've always said that about us.
I mean, you just pass us in the street and go, those are not actually two upstanding middle-class women. Those are, in fact, disruptors.
Super disruptive. Yeah.
What have you been disrupting this week, Helen?
Yeah, I've been very unbusy this week because it's just been several weeks of madness up until this point. So the Empire podcast tour went very well. We had the best audiences in the world. They were delightful. And that involves only really one day in theory of travelling up and down the country, staying overnight and then coming back the following day. But for some reason, that was about 4 days worth of energy.
Yeah.
And so March was busy. And then April has turned out also to be insanely busy, which is weird and unusual. So, but I have been doing good things. I went to Berlin. I went to something called Hackaday, which is just unbelievably nerdy. It's full of the kind of people who enjoy working with like small chips and wiring things
together.
Whereas
we are very much people that believe in big chips only.
Very much, so many chips. But like these are the kind of people who own their own soldering irons and and carry them with them on holiday.
Loveless for them.
I'm not saying I was travelling with such a person, but
what an absolute bugger to get through like security though.
checked baggage, oh, babes. God. Checked bags. Yeah. So went to Berlin for that, and I'll tell you what, Hackaday was fabulously well organised. I should have maybe expected that from the Germans. But they had the whole event fully catered. So we were in this one venue, series of talks going on, series of workshops going on, lots of people just talking excitedly about things I didn't understand. But also breakfast, lunch and dinner, and crucially, coffee and tea station. I mean, standard, right? Lovely. That's pretty obvious. But also gigantic sort of soft drinks fridges that were just there to be raided all day and were continuously replenished.
Now, as this was like an event for hackers and people using their brains quite a lot, what proportion of the soft drinks fridge was, e.g., energy drinks?
Actually, very little. So the organizer had gone to the organizer is American, but lives in, I think, somewhere like Munich. Mm-hmm. So he'd gone to a local Munich company and essentially got them, I guess, to, I don't know if they sponsored the event or if he just bought a lot of drink from them. So surprisingly, no, not so much energy drinks, apart from the usual kind of Cokes, obviously. And they also had something called Spezi, which says it's a mix of sort of Coke and Fanta, or like orange and lemon. It says it has orange and lemon in it as well as essentially Coke.
I'm listening.
It honestly just tasted of Coke to me. So I don't know if my taste buds are just lacking, or if this was a bad batch of Spezi that was just heavy on the Coke, or if I'm missing something that the whole of Germany has discovered, you know?
I mean, when I was little and my brother and I were doing that obligatory childhood thing of trying to make a cafe and rip off your parents by selling their own product back to them, my brother and I invented Copal, which, as you might imagine, is Coke and apple juice. And, I mean, to be fair, it is probably like the best part of, I would say, 30 years since I last drank it. I remember it being pretty good. Oh, maybe if we really, really run out of money/ideas, I'll just make you try Copal.
hey, episode 500 calls.
Let's make it a thing against everybody's better judgment.
That sounds amazing. But yes, I also learned that in Germany, mate is the big drink. Now, this is the sort of South American kind of herbal, I guess it's almost, it's made like a tea. You soak the yerba mate leaves in hot water.
Mm.
But they've made it into a soft drink, essentially, in Germany. And it's in cans and bottles everywhere. And like a diligent podcaster, I didn't try any. So.
Love this living up tight. Well done,
sorry,
us.
Sorry, guys. But I will in future. I'm interested to find out what mate tastes like. So yeah, that's been kind of what I've been up to. How about you?
Well, actually, before we do go on to me, I did just want to ask you a question about the podcast tour, which is, what was in your rider? And I mean, okay, that would sound like a little bit too specific, perhaps, but obviously, you were there with Chris and James Dyer, who doesn't drink very much at all. Was it literally just every city's available supply of Coke Zero for Chris?
I mean, Chris did always have a Coke Zero nearby, certainly. When we were on stage and when we were about to go on stage, it tended to just be water. Mm. Some venues, you have to pay for the bottle of water that the performer drinks on stage, we learned.
Oh, for God's sake.
So that was exciting, not in a great way. Mm. But otherwise, it was just like a bottle of... It tended only to be one bottle each. I mean, we weren't drinking our way in sort of, you know, the fanciest mineral waters brought in from Baden-Baden or something.
But I hear you're going to Latitude Festival this year, so then I will at least expect some cocaine and MDMA.
Well, I'm going to Glastonbury, so I think it'll be more yerba mate, probably.
I love his work. It's so good. So influential. And did you manage to hit up any of the non-alc places en route?
I did. When we went to Dublin, I went to a place called Board, as in B-O-A-R-D, not B-O-R-E-D. Anyone out there making jokes about, oh, it's really boring to have soft drinks, be gone. So Board is a totally soft drink. I think they maybe have some 0.5%, you know, drinks, but it's a low and no bar. It has a sort of traditional pub downstairs and then a lovely cafe kind of area upstairs, and they also have a lot of board games, hence the title. I'm not saying I find your nirvana, but
I am trying to desperately withhold my desire to play Scrabble immediately.
It has everything. I think they've got 200 games as well as I think about 200 different types of non-alc drink.
I just want to play Catan with somebody, Helen, and nobody in Streatham wants to play it.
It's just unfair. So, yeah, so that was very exciting. And I talked to the people involved, and they will be on a future episode.
Oh, well, that's very handy, because I was just about to ask what you'd recommend from there. But we will hold on until that next part. God, yeah, I've launched two books, which feels like something I should put on my CV, but actually feels more like something I kind of just want to crawl under somebody's decking and just either fall asleep or just, you know, quietly die like a weasel that you're never going to find.
You feel like Snow White had the right idea, right?
Oh,
now,
my God, absolutely. No, we had, I say we, I threw two parties, one for each book. The first one was at a beautiful crowdfunded bookshop in Balham in South London called Backstory, which was opened by a former journalist called Tom a couple of years ago and is just absolutely lovely.
Great, great place.
Really, really lovely place. I'm not even sure they stocked my books, so I should probably hate them, given that I literally live up the road, but never mind. But it was just absolutely lovely. I put some money behind the bar because they have a bar as well as a lovely coffee machine and everything. And I actually just ended up drinking Beaver Town Laser Crush all evening, which is a delicious non-alc IPA. And they had a few non-alcoholic beer options, which was great. They also had quite a few things from Karma drinks, so like Karma Cola, Gingerella, which
I had the Gingerella, delish.
That's a cracker. And then for God knows what reason, I suspect because I'd been having anxiety dreams since January and waking up for a full 2 hours in the middle of the night every night, I bought a load of cheese. Just chopped up loads of cheese.
There's nothing wrong with that, Kat.
It was quite a lot of cheese, Helen.
Never apologise for buying lots of cheese.
It did look like the cheese of somebody who was in the process of having some type of nervous breakdown. But we had all the cheese, lots of cheese straws, and a lovely, lovely friend of mine, the designer Shoni Wilkinson, made me this incredible pink and orange suit themed around ADHD. And if that doesn't make sense, then either go to my Instagram grid, Kat Brown Writes, or to Shoni's official Shoni, S-H-O-N-I, for a breakdown of that, because I genuinely like felt like quite a glamorous celebrity person.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous suit. It's
lovely.
Fabulous, yeah.
And if you've been made a suit, then you are clearly going to wear it again. So it got a second outing. Well, actually, quite a few outings for various like events and podcasts and stuff. I got to host the main stage at London Book Fair, which was pretty freaking exciting. And I went on Woman's Hour with one of the contributors to the next book, which is No One Talks About This Stuff, which was an anthology about writing by lots of different he's, she's and they's about their experience of everything from being child-free to childless to experiencing baby loss, basically all of these things that we don't talk about because they're too miserable. So when you're going through something like that, you're sort of doing that on its own. But I, in a different way to the ADHD book, because I'd crowdfunded that, I really wanted to like give it a really good party for the writers as much as anything else. So, and I hadn't had a 40th birthday because I'd basically been recovering from all of the fun of the hip replacement. So I basically threw my credit card at Ognisko, which is a beautiful Polish restaurant and club in South Kensington.
It's very gorgeous. Glamorous. I've been there.
Yeah.
On a very fancy date.
Very, very nice. And we had the ballroom upstairs and have a beautiful non-alc menu. So we had no palomas, which is obviously a non-alc version of a paloma. So this was grapefruit, lime and agave. Ooh. And then my absolute fave, which I would not have predicted, which was a beetroot Negroni.
Oh,
I know. Habitually, I loathe both beetroot and Negronis.
Yeah.
This was a beetroot shrub mixed with alcohol-free vermouth and alcohol-free gin with the most amazing freeze-dried slice of beetroot on top. But I'd only budgeted for about 50 non-alc cocktails, and they went within about the first hour and a half, which was mortifying because then it meant that we had to do some weird sums trying to reduce some of the wine just so people who didn't drink booze could still drink something. They were too delicious for their own good. But It just felt so lovely, A, to have this really quite grand party for infertility, or rather in spite of infertility, which is obviously, you know, not a glamorous, lovely thing at all. It's awful and really annoying. But to see all of these writers who'd really just existed in my emails for the last 3.5 years going, oh my God, it's you and you and you and you and everything. And then just to have really delicious non-alcoholic drinks that were so good that people who drank alcohol drank them instead.
Mm.
So I think my only thing is that next time, wildly up the number of those, and also perhaps put a little sign saying these are alcohol-free, or you know, these aren't as interesting as you might think they are. But then I suppose not everybody has as weird a relationship with booze as I do.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh, but yeah, so that's basically been my sort of big thing for the last few months since we were last around.
Well, I was at the first party, which was excellent, and the blooming tour collided with the second party, which I have not quite forgiven the scheduling for, but so it goes. But yes, yeah, so we are, as we said in the Ben Branson episode, back, and we just thought we'd kind of, for anyone who's interested, in case anybody cares, drop you a little note about what we've been doing. And also, we have more drinks to discuss. So we thought we'd try some of those. Should we try some of these?
Oh, heck yes. What have we got, Helen?
We have, so Wednesday's Domain is obviously the non-alcoholic wine brand that we have talked about a little bit before.
Very delicious, very difficult to open.
Very delicious, very difficult. Well, I hadn't thought of that. Oh, you're right.
Oh, no. Helen, this is fizz.
But this is fizz, so it'll pop. Ha ha. Okay, so this is Wednesday's Domain. We have the éclat and the cuvée. I don't know what those words mean. I think they mean white and pink.
I don't think cuvée means pink, but there's definitely a rosé, which is lovely. So the tasting notes on the cuvée, so these are basically both new launches, which we've very kindly been sent to try for the pod. Pink says, one for the party people. Cuvée's beautiful pink evanescence lifts any occasion. I mean, basically me in my special ADHD suit.
Very much like that, yes. Although not quite as pink as your suit, which is unfortunate, but we can't have everything. This one, apparently, the Éclat showcases zip, zing, and everything you need to celebrate life's important moments, big or small. It also notes only 8 calories per 125 millimetre glass, but millilitre. I think if you're wondering about that, you're probably not celebrating hard enough, really.
No, so. Agreed. I mean, I just try not to think about calories and drinks. Like, if the drink tastes delicious, then
so be it.
There we go. Right, have you opened one of these before?
I have. Have I always opened them successfully? No, but I, you know, I believe in myself. Ooh, well done. Here we go.
Very good. Helen, your challenge for trying these is not to mention that it tastes like wine.
Oh, but I fear it will.
Now, were you ever aware of Jilly Goulden growing up in Northern Ireland?
Yes,
did she stretch that far?
The food show. Food and drink.
Yes. Okay, excellent. So in that case, I need you to go back 30-odd years, maybe 40 years, and embrace your inner Jilly Goulden. So much like on off menu, I'm going to throw you out if you say, it tastes like wine.
Okay, fine. Right, so that's our forbidden food. So I can say it tastes like, I don't know, grass clippings and, rubber tyres, but not like wine.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, let's try the Éclat first. So that is, if you like, closer to your classic Cava / Prosecco. Okay, well, my basically bar for anything fizzy, not mentioning wine, adjacent is no secco, which is absolutely terrific. I'm just refilling my glass again because I sort of drank the first one trying to find flavour and couldn't. So
it tastes a bit green, like grassy, like, you know, leaves on a tree. I don't go around licking leaves, that makes me sound weird, but, you know, there's something fresh, maybe, like that about it, but there isn't a huge amount there beyond the thing I can't mention.
You can, okay, fine. You can mention wine. The funny thing is, though, is that it doesn't even really taste like wine. It's sort of like the volume has really been turned down on it, so it's not even like some of the older alcohol-free wines or alcohol-free fizzes. Not even necessarily the fizzes that sort of very obviously felt like they had a middle missing. Mm. This is just very muted.
Mm. I mean, I'm having another sip on purpose, kind of thing. I'm not sort of thrusting it from me. So it's not unpleasant.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, actually, because obviously you're not very keen on wine tasting things because it's never anything that you've sought out before. So what might be not disappointing, but just a bit, I don't know what the point of this is for me, might be, oh, this maybe is a gateway for me.
Maybe. I think it tastes, but like, I'm sort of mentally comparing it to the sparkling tea, for example, that we had a few weeks ago, which I did actively like, and it felt like there was a little bit, it still had that slight edge of something that is made for people who would usually drink wine.
Yeah.
You know, it had that feeling about it, but it also felt like it had a little bit of sharpness and sweetness and freshness that I quite enjoyed in its own right. Whereas this maybe feels more like something made for people who like wine. I don't know. Or maybe not.
Well, yeah, it just sort of feels like the flavour's missing in that case, which would probably mean that I might end up drinking it too quickly or actually just having some of it and then putting it down and forgetting about it, which is what I'd probably do with water. So that's not a classic
not
for me,
a slam dunk.
I don't think.
Okay. So let's try the cuvée, the rosé sort of sparkling.
I mean, this smells a bit more promising in that there sort of is one.
It's fizzier.
Yeah. The fizziness is really nice. Initially, it tastes like it's got more there. It tastes quite jolly and quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just sort of drops away almost instantly.
It tastes like it's going to be sweet and then isn't quite sweet. Isn't at all sweet, really. Yeah, it has almost lemoniness around the edges, but...
Which is actually the sort of thing that you want from fizzy booze.
Oh, okay.
Often. It's often described as biscuity, which, again, I don't get, but not in the sense of... It's one of those words that doesn't necessarily literally translate. And there is a lot of that on the rosé here. But I just worry that if you've got it chilled on a summer's day, and we've got it reasonably chilled now, but not sort of, it's not straight out of the fridge.
No, it's not straight out of the fridge.
There's been a bit of time to sort of sit there. I just worry that it wouldn't taste of anything much at all. Mm. And then you've spent potentially a reasonable amount of cash on it. So how much is the fizz, Helen?
So these are £19 a bottle.
You are what?
So that is in line, I guess, with the... with a lot of the alcoholic, the non-alcoholic spirits that we've been trying, really, isn't it? Which are sort of between 21, 28 in many cases. How much? I haven't been purchasing non-alc wine, so I don't really know how much that is.
I'm genuinely staggered by that, because it's... I'm sorry to go back to Nozeco, but that is really, really good, mm-hmm. and jolly, and tastes of something, and tastes delicious. And these don't... it's not like they don't taste strong enough. Like, but I've drunk lots of, you know, delicate wines and all that sort of stuff. But they're not good enough for 19 quid. Crikey. No. Sorry, guys. This is not a recommendation for us unless you happen to be in the vicinity of, like, some free samples. Again, delighted that people are trying.
Yeah, they're trying things, for sure. And we didn't think that the wines were terrible in the end. I think you were worried when you smelled the red, but actually quite impressed when you tried it.
Oh, totally. I think the wines are definitely the better, by far. And those would be very nice for summer. But I think, to be honest, anybody investing, as you would, in bottles of these, by all means, go ahead. But I think you might be a bit disappointed. So if you're in the vicinity of Covent Garden, go and head to Club Soda's shop on Drury Lane, because they've got a vast array of non-alcoholic sparklers. Mm. And they're also very generous with samples.
Yeah, and you can, and you know, they have some obviously on tap, as it were, there to try as well. So that's a good way to get started. That sound that as if we're pouring out yet more is actually Sybil the dog. Having her own little refreshment in the middle of the day.
Hydrating herself.
So important. I mean, look, these are not offensive, but no, they don't taste very much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a bit of a disappointment then, but, you know, we've tried them. We, you know, it's yet another thing, and they may keep on, you know, tweaking the formula, who knows. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's, as we learned at Club Soda, that is something that some brands have been doing to make things better and better, so fingers crossed for the future. Yeah, we should probably talk to people about how we are going to do pop culture going forward. If you are a regular listener, and we hope, you know, hello both of you if you are. what we're planning to do is not to go back to a full weekly schedule and then have to take breaks every so often when life gets too busy. I think we're going to try and go for just a 2 weekly schedule, so one podcast every fortnight, because we think, we hope we can keep to that a little bit better and be a bit more manageable, frankly, with everything else we have going on in our lives to earn a daily crust, frankly.
Indeed. Also, just we really love making pop culture, and that was the whole reason we wanted to do it in the first place. But actually, it is quite a lot of work. And I think one of the unspoken aspects of modern podcast culture is that there's often a studio and a producer and lovely help in the background. And with us, it's me and Helen and Sybil the dog. And Sybil is absolutely crap at social media promo.
I mean, she's currently licking her foot. And I'm sure I asked her to put something on Twitter. And that really isn't it.
That's not the flexibility that we were promised, Sybil, in your job interview. But yeah, we're doing this out of our own, you know, self-interest and curiosity. We love speaking to people about the drinks that they make and why and so on. And we'd love to explore more of the areas that you guys are really interested in as well. So we're just going to hopefully, by after having done our first series and established that weekly was potentially a little bit too much pressure, because whilst I certainly haven't got any more books in the pipeline, Helen has already finished writing her next one. So there's going to be a lot.
And then rewriting when something happened in the real world to make something out of date. And honestly...
oh, so rude. That should only ever happen after publication.
Can history not stop happening for a minute? Oh, I swear.
Don't they know who you are, Helen? But no, and thank you so much, by the way, for listening, because that isn't something that we take for granted. Mm. I think I should... I'll now stop talking about it, otherwise I'll get awkward and cry.
No, but it is absolutely true. So we will be here every 2 weeks. I'm also learning how to edit more, which is very exciting, and I apologise now for all the mistakes I'm about to make. But yeah, we will be back very soon, and we thought we'd just drop this little episode to kind of let you people know what things are doing.
Hey, our grammar's still great. We are professional writers.
Professional word users.
Yes. I love that you just said word users, not even like wordsmiths. It's just like, what goes with word? I don't know. I've forgotten it.
It's the weekend. I can't be expected to.
Well, look, we're not going to be back with like 2 episodes a week, but we did just want to pop in and say hello. We just knew that Monday's episode was going to be reasonably long. We've all got things to do, and we wanted to make sure that we could give the most space that we could to Ben, who is just an absolute legend and was so kind with his time. But yeah, if you've got any thoughts, comments, questions, then please drop us a line, popculturedrinkspodcast@gmail.com, or you can find both of us loitering around on Twitter and Blue Sky and Instagram under our own names and similar, or on Pop Culture Drinks Podcast on Instagram as well. So you can catch up with what we've been drinking there and tag us in some of your picks too.
Absolutely. And of course, just a reminder, we have a lovely bookshop as well where you can shop some of our favourite non-alcoholic books. Books by us and books by our guests. You can go to bookshop.org and search Pop Culture the Soft Drinks Podcast. And that's it for this episode. So do consider subscribing or leaving us a lovely 5-star review on your podcast provider of choice. And in any case, we will see you back here week after next, in 2 weeks, basically, for more soft drinks chat.
I'm just sitting here looking as vacant as Sybil the Golden Retriever because you mentioned week after next and that's a numbers thing and I don't compute.
You don't, I don't do numbers.
I'm just going to sit here and eat a small snack. That much like Sybil.
That sounds like a great idea. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.